If one chants the holy name, and when one's heart is cleansed, then one becomes enlightened. Just like when a light is switched on, the darkness is dissipated. In the same manner, you will see Dhruva Maharaj chanted the holy name and he became an enlightened one. In the dawn of creation, Lord Brahma, he also chanted the Kama Gayatri mantra and he became an enlightened one. And they all got darshan of the Supreme Lord and full enlightenment about everything. Then what is the need of books? What is the need of scriptures? If chanting alone can awaken transcendental knowledge and reinstate one in his true original position. The Shastras are word of God. They are like a love letter of God for the Jiva. The Lord expresses his heart to the Jivas through the scriptures. And by studying the scriptures, one actually is accelerated in one's devotion service. The scriptures act like a catalyst to bring one very quickly close to the lotus feet of the Lord. If somebody cannot study scriptures, he is illiterate, then the Lord says that Tejame Vanukam Partham Ahamajnanajam Tamaha Nashayam Yatma Bhavasto Jnana Deepena Bhaswata. My dear Arjuna, even if one is apparently limited by one's literacy, but if he is sincerely practicing devotional service, I, sitting in his heart, enlighten him by cleansing his heart of the darkness. The Lord says, Yanasta yanaro rajan na pramadyeta karhichit davan vun milyavane tre na patet na skalit iha. This verse also says that even if one closes one's two eyes, blindfolds it and runs very fastly in the path of devotional service, still one will not stumble, one will not fall down. So these kind of verses are said to glorify the exalted position of devotional service to Supreme Lord, that it is not bound by any inabilities or limitations. Anybody and everybody all over the creation, even with some material limitations, can still practice devotional service and attain the Lord. But one who can study the scriptures and one who can understand them, one can discuss about them, one can glorify them, they certainly have to do it in order to speed up the process of attaining the lotus feet of the Lord. So the spiritual master without and the super soul within and the utterance of the holy name all have a singular goal of attaining eternal devotional service to Krishna's lotus feet. Just like we take darshan of the deities, we take prasadam, we associate with devotees, we go for the visit of the holy places, and we also study the scriptures. All these things are all directed towards coming closer to the lotus feet of the Lord as soon as possible. Therefore, there are many angas of Bhakti Yoga prescribed by Rupa Goswami Pad. The 64 limbs, all of them aimed at awakening pure devotional service. And the epitome of all of them is the chanting of the holy name. Because when Brahma chanted the holy name, and the darkness dissipated, and when the Lord appeared in front of him, the Lord told him, Jnanam paramaguhyam me yadvijnana samanvitam tad rahasyam tadangam cha grihana gaditam maya. My dear Brahma, I will give you the Vaidhi Bhakti, the Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, all the knowledge associated with all this. And I will also give you knowledge about how you should do your project of secondary creation and creation of all species. And I will also teach you how not to get entangled, how to remain aloof by constant remembrance of me. So, by studying the scriptures, our respect for the Lord increases. And we understand his contribution in our life and our insignificant contribution to our own advancement. So in this way, as we build up our respect and gratitude, admiration, appreciation of the Lord and chant the holy name along with that, definitely the heart will melt and the chanting of the holy name will produce the desired effect much faster than when one chants unconsciously, blindly, with ignorance. So the chanting of the holy name, if it is done by full awareness, it produces a very great effect. Although Bhagavatam mentions that even unconsciously chanted holy name also benefits, as it is said, yata gadam viryatamam upayuktam yadichchaya ajanatopyatmagunam kuruvan mantra udakhrata. A medicine taken unknowingly also has a benefit. At the same time, if one has awareness, it's more beneficial. So in this month, we go out on reaching out these medicines to the people who are suffering, in order to touch their lives and hearts and transform it, and then they will be inspired to take part in the Harinam Sankirtan and Japa of the holy name, which will accelerate their progress towards Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.